From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. This week, we've heard a lot about Galveston and how it was nearly ruined by Hurricane Ike. But Galveston was lucky in comparison to the Bolivar Peninsula. Instead of neighborhoods, entire towns disappeared. In the coastal town of Gilchrist, not only could residents not find their homes, they couldn't even figure out where their street had been. NPR's Wade Goodwin made his way out to Gilchrist.
If you want to get to the Bolivar Peninsula these days, you have to take Interstate 10, 60 miles to Winnie, then take Highway 124 south. But 4 miles out of town, there's a roadblock by the Highway Patrol. 2 dozen cowboys are driving 1,000 head of exhausted cattle up the road to a fenced pasture. On this highway, everything has been so blasted by Hurricane Ike, it's astounding all this livestock survived. Their fences sure didn't, and for the last 2 days, cowboys on horseback have been driving the stressed cattle out of the marsh and then slowly up Highway 124.
They're tired, wore out, not so much how far they come today, but what they've been through since the storm, with no fresh water, no food.
Tony King with the local sheriff's department watches as the cattle file by into their new pasture. As soon as they get inside, they lie down. They're barely making it. The closer you get to the Gulf, the more the landscape resembles something from a post-apocalyptic disaster movie. Cars and pickups are half buried in the marsh and sand. 2 older people are clamoring around a 25-foot RV trailer, which is laying on its side.
Boosie, come out of there!
Come up here and get the damn towel.
Don't worry about it now.
Out of the dark cavern of chaos inside the trailer appears a 66-year-old man, his eyes rimmed red from crying, blood speckling his elbows and the back of his arms where he's cut himself on the broken glass.
Lutz Faggard. I lived on Faggard Road in Gilchrist, and there is nothing left on Faggard Road.
Boots and Gail Faggard are from the coastal town of Gilchrist. Boots' parents helped settle the town back in the 1920s, and he's seen plenty of hurricanes, including some real bad ones, come and go. But he's never seen anything like Ike.
I've lived there 66 years, and it was really tough to locate a landmark that I could tell where my street was. When you go down the street, there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing there.
Gilchrist is so bad, Faggard had trouble finding where his lot had been, never mind the house. He was reduced to trying to place the geography from the palm trees that were left. He says he's not too tired and he's not too old to start over again, and he insists by God he will, but it's clear his heart is broken.
If you have enough idle time and you start remembering it, you know, the details of how we were this morning about our coffee cups. You know, we had a beautiful home.
There are still several hundred people living on the Bolivar Peninsula. Black Hawk helicopters fly up and down the beach at low altitude, their side doors open to the breeze. This is how most of the survivors are being supplied, and authorities are not thrilled with the stubborn attitude of the 200 to 300 citizens who insist on remaining with their property. This Texas Ranger captain didn't want to be identified since he wasn't authorized to speak, but he's not happy that they're having to use hundreds of men to supply what's left of the communities on the peninsula.
If you get people off this island, it's a lot easier to sustain them than to constantly be using personnel to sustain them where they're at.
Some of these families were determined to stay, but quite a few were caught by surprise when Hurricane Ike's storm surge swamped the roads and trapped them on the island a full day before the storm hit. Assistant Fire Chief Orban Thompson says rescuers pulled more than 20 people from chest-deep water before being forced to abandon the effort.
I didn't have boats. I had rescue teams that come in here, but it took them a while to get here. They come a lot sooner than what everybody thought. You know, the Gulf of Mexico is unforgiving, you know. It was very huge.
Among those still here, the rumors are flying. Like if you leave, the government will never allow you back. That the towns that have been wiped out won't be allowed to rebuild. That their coastal way of life is over for good. Nicole Bodie is the Methodist minister's wife.
The people that are supposed to be in charge here, they're creating the rumor mill.
They're planning a meeting after church service tonight.
We're going to get together all, just a big group, and discuss things and rule things out and kind of try to to calm the hysteria.
With all the stress and the destruction and the grieving over what has been lost, it is the worry about what is to come that marks the way toward despair. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.